A lawyer for the University of Miami's former pitching coach says Alex Rodriguez admitted to federal investigators he used steroids. Attorney Frank Quintero Jr. has told the Associated Press that the New York Yankees third baseman confessed to steroids use, according to Drug Enforcement Administration documents provided by the government to lawyers in the case. In the NBA, Detroit topped New York 98-95. Toronto beat Boston 110-107. Orlando edged Philadelphia 91-89. Minnesota bested Brooklyn 98-91. And it was Chicago over Milwaukee 95-86. Over on the ice in the NHL, the Rangers skated past Detroit in overtime 4-3. The Islanders edged Anaheim 3-2 in overtime. And it was Montreal over Buffalo in a shootout 2-1. Hockey East arrived in Hartford in a big way last night. Playing its first season in one of the nation's premier conferences, Connecticut stunned number 3 Boston College 1-0 before a crowd of more than 8,000 fans who turned out for the team's home opener at the XL Center. Rob Nichols made 35 saves for UConn against the 5-time national champions. On Thursday Night Football, Cleveland is in Cincinnati at 8:25. Meanwhile, the Buffalo Bills' new owners are committed to building a stadium and are working to end the team's series of annual home games in Toronto. Terry Pegula said the construction of a stadium was something the NFL emphasized during the sale process. The one answer the Pegulas couldn't provide yet is a location, timeline, or how the costs will be split. Elsewhere, Ray Rice has completed the first day of his appeal hearing after spending about 9 hours yesterday at the offices of former U.S. District Judge Barbara S. Jones in New York. A person familiar with the case told the Associated Press that NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell testified for more than 2 hours to begin the hearing. Goodell initially gave Rice a 2-game suspension for violating the NFL's personal conduct policy before suspending the running back indefinitely after a video of Rice hitting his then-fiancée was released publicly. For WAMC Sports, I'm Patrick Garrett.